I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordas. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah. Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what? I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. And congratulations. You won the Best Estate Award.
I did. Thank you, Jeff. Yes, for the past 10 years, we have been putting our hat in the ring for the Best of State competition. And they just announced this week that we won the furniture, the interior design, and the home decor category. So thank you so much to Best of State. We are so proud of that. We actually also won the Best of Utah Valley this week, and that was announced. So we have stores in Lehigh and in Orem. We're very, very proud to be associated with both of these organizations. And I'm so proud to be recognized with all of the other businesses in the state of Utah. This is such a great place to learn and grow as a business owner. And we have such great businesses here and such a great community. So thank you so, so much, Jeff.
Do you sell mantles at Osmond Designs?
We do not sell fireplace mantles, but we do sell all of the decor to go with them.
Okay, because you're going to need someplace to put all these trophies you keep getting. Best of State. This is not the first time you've won, is it?
It's been the past 10 years, Jeff.
All 10?
I know. Now there's a lot of pressure, right? We have to keep winning. So we have to up our game this year so that we can win next year as well. But yes, we do have bookcases, and that's where we put our trophies.
Perfect. You're going to need a few.
You're awesome. I also want to give a shout out to the Parade of Homes. That is all we have been working on, Jeff. It's consuming our lives. We have 5 homes in the Utah Valley Parade of Homes, and I love these organizations, the team that it takes to put these individual homes together is seriously, it's so inspiring. So many plumbers and electricians and roofers and interior designers like me and the homeowners and the builders. I mean, so much work. And I'm so inspired by them every single day and love to be associating with these incredible people here in the Utah area that take pride in their work.
You know, it's April now. Plans must be afoot for what's coming up when? In June?
It is June. It's coming up. And all of the info is already turned in for the homes. They actually have 41 parade homes this year, which is a record amount of homes. And it's going to be such a great show. They range from starter homes. I think the least expensive is around $500,000. And the most expensive, I heard the other day, I mean, it's still out there a little bit because I think the homeowners are still probably doing some upgrades, you know, on a daily basis. But I heard it's right around $7 or $8 million. So, and for $20, you get to go tour all of these homes. It's going to be incredible.
That's really cool. Hey, can I talk to you about something about business? Because I'll be honest, with all the tariffs going on all week on my show, I've been talking with stock market people, certified financial planners, economic experts. You know who I haven't talked to? A business owner about the tariffs. And you are that at Osmond Designs. How are these tariffs, which are suspended as of a few days ago, a 90-day pause except for China, but as you contemplate what was happening this week, how does it impact you?
So I believe that the tariffs are actually affecting every aspect of our lives, right? Specifically in the building and construction industry, but specifically for my personal situation, we purchase furniture from manufacturers all across the United States and internationally. So we do have China, we have Peru, we have Mexico. I mean, all of these different countries provide furniture that we buy. So these tariffs are affecting us. I will tell you, we have been receiving probably on a daily basis rumors or notifications about these tariffs and that we should.
From manufacturers?
From manufacturers directly, saying that we should buy right now so that we are not hit with these tariffs. Actually, right before the show, I received another one saying that the tariffs are going to come into effect on May 9th for that specific company. So make sure you get your orders in before. Unfortunately, we do pass that on to the consumers, which is really, really, you know, disappointing that the prices increase. But, you know, furniture is one of those things. It's more of a want than a need oftentimes, especially when you're upgrading your current sofa. But I think people don't realize the effect that the furniture actually makes a difference in your home and your mood and everything about your home. So it's one of those things. I know, Jeff, you were just saying you just bought a new car.
Yeah, I decided I had to do it now because I did it 2 weeks ago when all the tariff talk was just that talk before there was any action. And I said, wait a minute, I drive a Hyundai. I went and got boring the same exact Hyundai 8 years later because my car had turned into a beater. Sure, I could have gotten another 50,000 miles out of it, put a little money into it. Car drives just fine. But after those 50,000 miles, with the car costing 20% more, I said, let me go down to the dealership and take care of this. And apparently, many people who can are doing the same thing, not just at car dealerships, but they're even doing it at grocery stores. We've heard whispers about toilet paper again.
Oh, no, not the toilet paper.
Yeah, see, now you're going to be running to Costco as soon as we're done.
So, Jeff, I'll tell you, this week has been crazy at our store. And so maybe some of that is affecting us where people are maybe thinking, you know, eventually I do want to replace my sofa. So I think I'm going to do it this week. I am going to get the new sectional or the new dining table, whatever that may be, to avoid those tariffs. As you had just mentioned, it just came out this week that there is a pause on all tariffs except for China. Is that correct?
Yeah. And I'm just thinking of there's a company now, you know, what I know about furniture, I can fit on my finger now, but there's a company, help me out, RH Furniture, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, they get everything from China. Where do you think they sit right now? Because the Chinese tariffs are still in place at like 125%.
Ouch. Yeah, I would hate to be them right now. Again, those prices are just going to increase. So if you are in the market to purchase furniture, now is a very, very good time. Not only furnishings, but also any remodeling on your home, tile, carpet. I mean, everything in every category is being threatened of tariffs.
And, you know, the tariffs, there's like a 90-day reprieve. They're down to 10% until these 90 days are up. So I think a lot of people, while they can, are going to be shopping like mad.
I hope so. We're counting on that at Osmond Designs. What's great is we have two stores, one in Lehigh and one in Orem. And each of those stores are approximately 20,000 square foot each. So we have over 40,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise in addition to our 10,000 square foot warehouse that is, you know, bursting at the seams of furnishings as well. So you can bring your truck and trailer and you can come and pick it up today, tariff free.
You mentioned that you've been shopping and bringing stuff in advance of all this. So is the place stuffed to the gills at both locations?
It sure is. And I think a lot of our manufacturers are probably doing the same thing that we are right now, where they are bringing in more products so that they don't have to pay the tariffs, or at least they previously did. So they are bursting at the seams as well, which is great because all the trucking companies are shipping right now, which I'm very grateful for. Once we order something, we usually get it pretty quickly.
You know a lot of people in the furniture industry because you brought them in here from all over the country to do this show. You also go to all these furniture shows. Are there any American furniture manufacturers who strictly make American products with American wood and American brackets and screws and everything, and they're protected from all of this? Or does it all come in from all over the world?
You know, it may be actually fabricated here, Jeff, but I think more and more all of the components are actually being brought in from internationally. So that's where the problem
Okay, so it's not simply a case of, well, I'll forego the Italian marble and instead I'll get Georgia marble. Chances are there's a component of that that's going to be impacted by all these tariffs if they come to pass.
It is so true. And that made in the USA, I think, is becoming more rare. I wish it were not, but I think it's the same even in the fashion industry. Seems that almost all clothing is also being brought in. You just can't make a good pair of jeans that can be competitive with what you can bring in internationally. It's the same with furniture. High Point Furniture Market used to be the center hub of all manufacturings for all upholstery, really, and case goods as well. However, all of that has been moved, and it's no longer High Point. They are being built in a lot of other states for a lot less. Specifically Mississippi. I know California, we buy a lot of upholstery there. And it just depends on where the labor maybe is cheap in specific areas and where they're getting the fabrics and all the components to put things together.
There's a lot of moving parts in all of this. And one of them that I want to ask you about when we come back is, what's all this going to do to the real estate market?
Right. I'm here with Jeff Kaplan of KSL. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, and you're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Glad you're here. I'm Jeff Kaplan, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. And I'm so glad to be your friend and your co-host here on the KSL Real Estate Show. Jeff and I have so many fun laughs off air and on air, and it's always great to hear Jeff's stories about remodeling his home, moving, all the good things. You know, once in a while, I learn things from Jeff about home remodeling, and one of those is the catio. I don't know if you've heard of the catio, but I think Jeff invented it.
I did not. This is my wife, 100%, whose name is also Heather. She just saw this, I guess, on Instagram or TikTok, something like that, and it's the cutest thing. That, you know, you have an indoor cat, but, you know, if you love your cat, you want them to experience the outdoors while staying safe. So she built this contraption outside one of the bedroom windows, a spare bedroom, where it's like 4x4s that reach up to the window. And there's a patio for the cat that's screened in, and it's on 3 levels. And we put a little door in the screen window so that when you open the glass window, there's this little kind of dog doory thing for the cat to go through. They can be outside, but they're protected from the elements. It has a roof on it, you know, with an angle so that rain spools off of it and, you know, drops to the ground outside of it. And the cat loves to sit there and just have a tremendous time. But, you know, the cat was our daughter's, and she took it away to her new home. And sadly, we had to donate the catio because no cats. Why would you have that thing outside of the house? But it really was ingenious.
It really is something I've never heard of before, and I've never forgotten it. And I've told a lot of people about Jeff Kaplan's catio. I think it's really cool.
Man, look for that kind of thing on Instagram if you want to see what it's like. You can make them really ornate. Like ours was carpeted, of course.
Of course.
What cat is going to deal with a hard floor?
Okay, so this episode is about, you know, there are some things in home remodeling that are worth your money and others that are not. What's the bang for your buck for the investment? Jeff, how much were you into your catio? $5,000?
No, are you kidding? $250 probably.
What?
I mean, my wife loves to do projects. She got out the electric saw. She was doing the 4x4s, getting them to height, doing all the measurements, banging the nails. And so it was a nothing DIY project.
Well, and how many hours was that?
Okay, I mean, that's a different matter.
That's a different story. Finding a subcontractor to build something like that may be more of a challenge if you're not a DIYer. But there are things in your home that will be worth your investment. One of those being your kitchen. That is the very first place that buyers look when they are looking to purchase a home. It will make or break your sale. Kitchens are very expensive to replace. However, if it has great bones, then sometimes just a coat of paint can make a difference. Just paint all of those kitchen cabinets white. You will be surprised. Countertops is the next thing. You know, the Formica, the tile countertops, those are long gone. No one wants those anymore. So if you rip those out and put new granite in, new marble in, new quartzite in, it will definitely increase the investment and help you to sell your home.
Are you saying the seller should do this? Should buyers be looking at a house that has a worn down kitchen, needs some help, and they can probably get a better price and then go get the work done to their spec by themselves?
Absolutely, they can. However, most buyers usually are just squeaking to get into a home, and they don't have $30,000 or $50,000 or $200,000 sitting on the side to go in and do remodeling. So unless they have money in, you know, some savings account somewhere that they want to use to invest into this home, you're really alienating yourself from a lot of buyers that don't have that kind of resource. Great rooms is the next one, Jeff. Those big family rooms. We are in Utah. We are all about families. We have kids, we have grandkids, and people love to have those gatherings. So those great rooms are more important than ever. And oftentimes when you are in an older home, maybe even knocking out a wall, maybe something you would want to consider to really open up those spaces. Bathrooms are the next one. Those master bathrooms, the half baths, very inexpensive ways to update those, and you will get the best bang for your buck by doing those. A detached garage is probably more important than ever. We just have stuff. I don't even know about you, Jeff, but I recently moved. I didn't even know where all of this stuff came from. You just start opening up the cabinet doors and it's like rabbits. It was just so much stuff I didn't know I had. I would never have it or need it. I wouldn't even know where to find it if I did need it. That's part of the problem. But having extra storage space. And I think, you know, a two-car garage nowadays doesn't is not enough.
Not in Utah.
Not in Utah, especially with all of our kids and you know, the baseball bats and the lawnmowers and
the RVs
and the four-wheelers
the
and
boat.
The snowmobiles. I mean, the list goes on. Decks and patios and landscaping is another one that I think is such a great investment for your home. People love that outdoor space more than ever. And I think we can really thank COVID for that, because I think that we have been spending a lot more time at home and people are loving to be outside. And Utah weather lately, I don't know what's going on, but it's just warm and it's fun to be outside, which is great. Last but not least, I just want to give a shout out to Central Bank. If you are looking to get a HELOC loan on your existing home and you do need some remodeling money, please call Central Bank. They have been in business for over 130 years and they're seriously incredible. They have always been my business bank and they do such an amazing job, not only for businesses, for new construction loans, for remodeling loans, for your personal checking and savings, but they also have a youth savings plan, which I think has been great for teaching and supporting my kids on savings. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osman here with my friend Jeff Kaplan from KSL. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what? I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now.
Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome, with autopay plus taxes and fees, guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Of course, Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores, her award-winning stores, are in Lehigh and Orem. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jeff. You are too kind. Recently this week, we won the Best of State Award, and we are so, so proud to be involved with that organization. We won the interior design, the furniture, and the home decor categories. So come see why we won. We're kind of a little proud about that, and we work really, really hard. I love and advocate shopping local, of course, because I'm a local store, and I know how hard I work, and I know how hard other business owners in this area work as well. So please support us.
You're also a real estate agent and you're involved in staging homes for their sale. So I wanted to ask you about this market, specifically after this past week, which has left everybody in America breathless, it seems. The stock market's up, it's crashing, tariffs are in, tariffs are out. Seems like we've landed on a pause for everything except China. Is that's where we're at right now?
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Okay. What has the past 2 weeks done to the real estate market?
I think people that have been sitting on the sidelines, much like you, just going in and buying a brand new car, people are coming into our stores and they're just buying the furniture that they've been wanting to buy or needing to buy because they're afraid of the upcoming tariffs. So like you said, China is the one that does still have that tariff in place. And so all of the furniture manufacturers that are currently bringing things in from China, it doesn't even have to be the entire sofa or the dining table. It might even just be parts, maybe the cushion, the foam, the fabrics, those kinds of things. I mean, everyone is threatening that there will be price increases. So I feel like maybe that could be a temporary thing, where people are coming in and buying their cars and buying their furniture. I hope it's sustainable. I feel like in my furniture industry market, we're just a little nicer than a lot of the big box stores in the area. So it's usually people that have money still have money and they still want what they want. So it hasn't maybe affected us as much as the first-time home buyer that really has limited resources that can't come in right now.
You know, everything seems to affect the first-time home buyer over the last few years in Utah, right? This is just like one more thing. You know, there's no tariff on real estate. It's tariff-free, which is wonderful. But everything that's been going on the past 2 weeks has been affecting the market. First of all, I've been watching these mortgage rates bounce around like crazy, quarter point moves from one day to the next. What is this doing to the real estate market?
I think it's just brutal, Jeff, because if you are planning on buying a home, that quarter percent increase can make or break you being able to afford your home and even close on your home.
You've heard talk about recession in the past few weeks, the R word, they call it, because many people don't
even word.
Yeah, they don't even want to say it. But, you know, there's the possibility of recession. Is there any talk within the real estate community that this could impact prices going forward, that a year, 2 years from now, you might be able to get real estate at a discount?
I don't know if you can ever get real estate at a discount here in Utah. I think that the supply and demand issue has always been great for the Utah economy. people that have money still are buying things. I am doing big business up in the Park City area. And a lot of it is out-of-state homeowners that come in that just want a second or third home. And they just want to buy it furnished. And they basically say, here's my budget. Pick out the furniture. We go install it. And they close on it.
Wait, these are people who are deciding whether or not these tariffs mean they get a third Jaguar.
I guess so. Yeah.
It's a different bunch than most of the people that we're talking to who are trying to figure out how to get by through all of this. So if you're shopping for a home right now, do you continue on with that process? Because we're in limbo right now. Maybe you lost some money in the stock market. It's a little more dicey with getting together your down payment. Do you go full steam ahead or do you maybe hang back and see what happens?
So, Jeff, I think most people are hanging back to see what happens because they don't want to give up their 2% or their 3% interest rate and then have to qualify for a 7% interest rate. And of course, we're just talking very generally here, but that's an issue for a lot of people. That monthly payment per month is a make or break for a lot of our Utah families. But I will tell you that oftentimes people are afraid to get in the market because of interest rates, but they really need to keep in mind that oftentimes you can save $50,000 or $200,000 on the price of a home because there are not as many people in the market. So you can negotiate a better price on your home, get the home that you want, and then refinance it or do a 2-1 buy down, which means buying that rate down. So for the first year, you are paying 2% less. For the next year, you're paying 1% less. And then it escalates over time. So I feel like there are always great deals in the Utah real estate market. I not only am a homeowner myself, but I'm also a real estate investor. And we have purchased all sorts of properties, retail shopping centers, assisted livings, vacant land, my Osmond Design Stores. I own both of those locations. And it's always been positive.
At this moment, though, it's giving some people pause, I would imagine. Look, we're at prime real estate season. It is springtime in Utah and all this going down. So one thought I have is, say you do a deal that you're going to buy yourself a house. Are people walking away from the closing because of what's going on, or is everybody following through? I mean, mortgage rates right now, Mortgage Daily said on Thursday that we're at 6.85% average nationwide. That's rough.
That's very rough. I think that most people, if they have earnest money on the line, whether it be $1,000, $5,000, $50,000, $500,000, I mean, it's different for everyone. But if you can't qualify for the property that you are trying to purchase, you have no choice but to walk away. But I think most people, if they're past their due diligence deadlines, they are closing on these properties. And I think it is, if you negotiate the right price and get the right team of experts helping you to find the best deals, you are going to do great in the Utah market.
And if you eat that mortgage, you can always refinance at a later date if things come down. If they come down, we hope they come down.
Everything that goes up must come down, Jeff. I think, you know, we've seen this happen before. It's with the stock market. It's with everything. Hopefully things will come down sooner than later.
Real estate people tend to be very optimistic, or at least publicly so. Well, I never see somebody who's in real estate with their pockets turned inside out saying, I haven't been sleeping a lot lately. I mean, I meet a lot of people here on this show. They tend to have a very positive outlook.
I think so. And I think anyone that is investing in real estate, it's easy to be positive. And the people that are negative about real estate should probably not be in real estate, or they're not doing the right things to be successful. So if you are not in real estate right now, if you do not own a home, get in the market. Figure out a way so that you can be in the market, because oftentimes you can make more money in investing in real estate than you can make in a lifetime doing your day job. So I'm a huge advocate. Jeff, I know we've talked about that lots of times. If you currently own a home and you don't love it, it's a great time to remodel. Oftentimes, as an interior designer, I go into so many homes. I would say hundreds, if not thousands, of homes here in Utah every single year. And I'm just amazed at how many people are unhappy with their current location, or their maybe their neighbor, or maybe it's the floor plan of their home that they're in, or maybe it's, you know, that it's a two-story, it's the style of the home, it's the too many garages. Actually, I haven't had that one. Too little garages is what I meant to say there. But I will tell you, as an interior designer, I'm well-versed in what it takes to pull off a successful project when you are ready to make that move. And maybe it's just repainting a wall. Maybe it's redecorating a room so that you love your home again. And I hope that you consider some of these ideas as we're talking about that. I put together a few questions that I think you could consider that hopefully will be helpful in determining how you want your home to be. Number one, how do I want my home to feel, Jeff? I know you recently put in new carpet. You recently bought a new sofa and did some remodeling.
Felt great. Made the house warmer and more comfortable and more welcoming and inviting for us.
For sure. And there's a time for all of that. Oftentimes people keep all of their money in the bank and they're worried about buying a new sofa because they're trying to save their money for giving it to, you know, their kids to inherit it later. And I am a huge advocate of having a rainy day fund and in saving your money and investing your money. But I want to tell you, it's okay to buy the sofa. It's you earn the money. You should spend the money and you should enjoy it and you should love your home and then invite your friends and family to be there. Number two question, how will I use the space? I think that's a very, very important. There is function and then there's form. So we want your home to be beautiful, but it does need to be functional. There are so many rooms in Utah, specifically living rooms or formal dining rooms that no one ever goes in. And they're just useless areas. And so we want them to be usable. And maybe that's adding some walls and some doors and making them offices if we're no longer inviting business associates to our homes for these, you know, very, very formal dinners that we used to do. The third quick question is, what existing elements work for me and which others do not? So decide what you love, decide what you don't, and then have an interior designer like myself or someone from my team come to help you figure out the timeline and the costs of those things so that we can have a goal. Number four, which spaces have appealed to me in the past and which haven't? So we are, you know, an internet society. We have so many resources available to us. Get online, get on Houzz and see what you like and what you don't like, and that will help give you some direction. Last two, what will make the biggest difference? So the biggest bang for your buck with the money that you have. And last one, what must have items do I need to incorporate? What do you have to have? And then what are maybe some of the wants? Prioritize those and make goals so that you can further love your home. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, here with my good friend Jeff Kaplan of KSL. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Skordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Salt Lake City Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now
Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Jeff Kaplan here. We're glad you're with us. Heather Osmond is with us from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. And you know, you were talking about different reasons you might not like your house in the last segment. And one of you said, maybe you don't like a neighbor. I mean, it just struck me. It's like, wow, would you move for that? And I guess some people
I love all
would.
My neighbors. Well, I don't know about you, Jeff.
Just
but.
A story that I did this past week. I can help you out if you don't like your neighbor. Okay. It was a story about, well, if you want to be rich, there are these sorcerers from Brazil on TikTok and Instagram, and they will do spells like a witch to make you rich or to help you get that guy if you really want that guy. And one of them that I read about was a spell that will help you deal with noisy neighbors.
Oh, wow.
And here's what they do. There's an incantation. I don't know what it is. It's one or two sentences. But you have to get dirt from a freshly dug grave and throw it on their yard. It'll shut their dog up somehow like magic. I just want to help out today.
Oh, you're so good. You heard that first here on the KSL Real Estate Show.
Absolutely first.
Thank you, Jeff Kaplan, for sharing that with all of us. No, I love my neighbors. Like we were just saying, I can't complain. I live amongst the sweetest, kindest people, and I know that they would drop anything to help me. But if you don't have that situation, it's time to move. These neighborhoods exist in Utah. These neighbors exist. And I think, Jeff, you know, since we're just getting older, maybe that's just more important than any specific house floor plan or color scheme or anything else, because those things oftentimes can be changed, but your neighbor cannot.
You know, it's a seismic shock when you leave a neighborhood and suddenly you're living somewhere else and the people you've been around for years are no longer the people you're around right now. That's very jarring. I went through that when I moved to Utah. Everybody I knew, I left behind back there. And it's an adjustment. And I love where I am now.
Good. And remind us where you are.
Kaysville,
that's what
for
I thought.
For 8 years.
Yeah, gorgeous. I love that area. Great
moved
job.
There on St. Patrick's Day. Eight years ago.
I think that's incredible. Like I said, real estate, location, location, location. That's what we always get to talk about on this show. And in Utah, it seems like it's always good news. If you don't like where you are, move. If you don't like the house, remodel. I mean, it seems pretty obvious and pretty simple. Once you do a remodel, sometimes things change in your life and circumstances. I remember when I was a young mom, I wanted to be upstairs with all of my kids' bedrooms so that I could be there if someone woke up and they needed me. However, as my kids grew and they were teenagers, I did not want to be by their bedrooms because they were up all night and their music was loud. And I really wanted a main floor master bedroom. And now that I'm getting older, I want a rambler. I want everything on the main. I don't want to go
stairs.
Up and downstairs, which is probably more important than ever that I do have stairs so that I have to continue to go up and down the stairs. But I feel like I go to the gym for that. I don't want to do that at home as well.
Well,
but
I have the rambler. And let me tell you, it's bliss.
It is. Yeah. And as we get older, we want that. And that's okay. But, you know, our neighborhoods change. Our neighbors change. The dog next door changes. Right now I have a rooster next door. It's not really my favorite, but I deal with it because
like
I love the neighbor so much.
At dawn every day? Is it like that?
It is. Luckily it's on my garage side, not my master bedroom side. But yeah, I guess it just doesn't matter where you live. There's always going to be something that's annoying.
Hey, King Charles has a bagpiper who stands outside his window to wake him every morning. That's his alarm clock.
Can you imagine?
Right?
I know, right? Oh, so good. But I will tell you, being in love with your home does take time and it does take money and you need to carefully plan. So hiring an interior designer, hiring the correct contractor that you feel comfortable working with, and then also getting the right bank and the right funds so that you can afford what your plan is more important than ever. Right now, I want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are the proud sponsor of the KSL Real Estate Show. They have been in business for over 130 years. And I have to tell you, they do business loans. They have made Osmond Designs and invested in me and my dream years and years and years ago, 22 years ago, and I could not be more grateful for their partnership. They also are very involved in the Parade of Homes and in doing construction loans, and they're a local bank, and they meet every Tuesday and Thursday to do loan committee approvals. And, you know, it's just an easy process, and they're investing in our community, which I love so much. Thank you so much to Central Bank. Last but not least, I just want to tell you that we have a $99 interior design special right now. So you can call our stores in Lehigh and Orem. You have a 1 hour consultation. We'll come to your home and we'll help you. We'll help you move things around that you currently have. We'll give you suggestions and recommendations on things that you may be interested in later. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, here with my friend Jeff Kaplan from KSL. Signing off. We'll see you next week.
I'm Holly Richardson.
My name is Greg Scordis. Listen for the new Inside Sources.
One of the things that people don't realize about Utah politics, at the state legislative level, there's a lot of camaraderie and a lot of working together for the good of Utah.
Inside Sources, weekdays from 9 to noon.
This is a show that a person could listen and learn something every day and say, you know what, I didn't know that this morning at 9, but I know it now. Inside Sources.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.